I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. U.S. Representative Ralph Abraham celebrated the opening of his Northeast Louisiana District office in downtown Monroe Thursday afternoon. Abraham was joined by about 200 constituents, as well as his former opponent, Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo, a Democrat, for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. The office is located at 426 Desired Street. The congressman says that he's thrilled to be a part of the ongoing revitalization of downtown Monroe. The century-old building, which is owned by Monroe developer Michael Eccles, was housed a series of retail establishments through decades. Governor Bobby Jindal has been spending handily from his state campaign account, though he isn't up for re-election and doesn't plan to run for any other office in Louisiana. In his latest campaign finance report, the Republican governor documents nearly $1.5 million in spending over 2014. More than $575,000 was spent on a political consulting firm and polling. Another $132,000 was paid to a fundraising expert. Office space was rented. And more than $150,000 covered the cost of plane tickets, hotel rooms, meals, cabs, and travel expenses. Jindal trekked across the country for speeches and political appearances that raise his national profile as he considers a 2016 presidential bid. A board of commissioners is in disagreement about whether to forge on with its high-stakes legal fight over wetlands damage by the oil companies or drop their suit. Last Friday, a U.S. district judge dismissed the suit by Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. Her dismissal was a blow to those who believe oil companies need to be held more responsible for damage to Louisiana's coast. The judge ruled the authority had no legal standing to bring the suit. Since the suit was filed in July of 2013, originally in state court, it sparked a series of legal and political maneuvers. A global consortium, which includes LSU's Pennington Biomedical Research Center, has made a historic discovery linking obesity to genetics. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more.
The worldwide study discovered 97 new genetic factors that contribute to obesity and 49 genetic markers that determine where fat is stored in the body. Pennington researcher Dr. Mark Sarzinski.
The most significant and the most powerful study that's been performed in terms of genetics and obesity.
Sarzinski says the results of the study give researchers a better idea of what to target to find better obesity treatments. He says focus will now shift to see how these markers are specifically related to obesity. Sarzinski says human trials are still a ways off.
I would say probably between 5 to 10 years before this has really moved forward in a very specific manner.
Eric Gill reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies early today, then a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. The chance of rain increases to 60% for tonight. The high today in the upper 50s with the low tonight in the low 50s. This is KEDM News.